From the heart of Kingston City to serve in the West, youths on the corners, parents and groups now stand as part of the solution to crime and violence. They tell their stories of change and hope in CSJP in 5. 5 minutes of weekly news and special interviews from the Citizen Security and Justice Program of the Ministry of National Security.
In this edition of CSJP in 5, the Peace Mobile rolls into Central Village in St. Catherine. On April 3, the Citizen Security and Justice Program officially launched its services in Central Village with the Peace Mobile. This roving peace concert and information village introduces CSJP to new communities on a grand scale. There are treats, entertainment, and information on the program, which is provided to residents. As CSJP believes in partnerships, several government entities are always on hand, providing crucial services. The rollout in Central Village was no different.
RGD has always been committed to community work, and we were more than happy to partner with CSJP in their welfare outreach. The RGD has always worked with them in ensuring that persons have their birth certificate so they'll be better able to access the necessary social services available.
That's Hazel Cunningham, a communications officer at the Registrar General's Department. The Child Development Agency was also out at the event, as well as a team from Tax Administration Jamaica and the Community Safety and Security Branch of the Jamaica Constabulary Force. But there was more. Kareem Morrison is CSJP's Community Action Officer for Central Village.
We had medical doctors there, and scores of residents came out, and they got their prescription, and they benefited from checkup. There were other agencies there, like J52 and SDC, and of course, you know that CSJP, the way that we operate with partnership, it's all about building partnership, and we are not competitors, we are actually partners in the community building process.
There was even a resident justice of the peace at the event to assist persons with accessing some of the available services. From all indications, the Peace Mobile rollout was a major hit, with an estimated 2,000 persons from all over Central Village coming out.
Hundreds of persons came out and benefited and registered for different services. And of course, we at CSJP, we developed our database by seeing what skill areas exist in the community and what persons wanted. So it was a big, big bashment. And in the afternoon, of course, you had Miss Kitty there, you had Ayakpain, and the vibes was just great.
As we heard from Mr. Morrison, a team from CSJP was out telling persons about the many services being offered by the program.
So we have collected a lot of information. We are putting it together now and see how many persons sign up for auto mechanics, how many persons for building, construction, for housekeeping, welding, whatsoever. So we are analyzing the data now, and we are engaging with the different service providers and the different schools so that we can put something together that persons can benefit.
Though CSJP is new to the community, the team has hit the ground running. Persons have already received scholarships, and some are even enrolled in a social work program administered by the University of the West Indies. The team is already seeing signs of renewed unity in Central Village, a long divided community. Here's Gillian Forbes, director of the Windsor Meadows Youth Club in Central Village.
It has brought a peace within Windsor. It adds to it, where you have Windsor can communicate more with Central Village. So persons were like, oh, you're going down by Central Village. I said, yes, it's okay, and everybody come and enjoy themselves.
This view is shared by President of the Central Village Benevolent Society, Pastor Dwight Piku.
When a community or a nation is educated, it goes a far way. So CSJP coming in with skill training and vocational training, and that will help the members of the community to see themselves in a better light.
That's it for this edition of CSJP in 5. Join us again next time. I am Carlene Brown-Thompson.
The Citizen Security and Justice Program is a crime prevention initiative of the Ministry of National Security. For more information, go to www.csjp.gov.jm or call 906-4714 in Kingston or 979-0197 in Montego Bay.